We're watching for new information on whether U.S. tourists can keep going to Europe. I'm David Brancaccia. This summer, the European Union started allowing vaccinated and tested Americans to visit without quarantine. The idea was to help boost sectors badly hit by the pandemic. Now, with the surge of COVID in parts of the U.S., Reuters is reporting the EU is talking about closing itself off again to non-essential tourist-style visitors, although individual countries would be able to make their own final decisions about who comes. My colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has more from London.
The U.S. may soon be removed from the EU's so-called safe travel list. Reports indicate that as early as today, new restrictions on American travelers could be finalized so long as no EU nation objects to the proposal. If such a change gets the green light, it's then up to individual EU nations to adopt stricter restrictions. The increased concern from the bloc comes as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to rise in parts of the U.S. A nation's status on the safe travel list depends on its control over coronavirus infections, but reciprocity is believed to be an issue for European leaders. Despite calls from the EU, the U.S. has not allowed non-essential entry for European travelers. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
We'll get more data on the sometimes wild housing market later today with numbers on pending home sales. In California, the typical home price, the median, reached $811,000 last month. Can you imagine? California lawmakers are trying to spur the supply of housing to lower those prices. A bill expected to become law would make California the second state in the country to effectively end single-family-only zoning. Marketplace's Matt Levin now looks at whether a duplex revolution could actually make housing more affordable.
On the majority of residential land in California, you can only build single-family homes. So a new law that would allow up to 4 units to replace just one, that's got to instantly mean a ton of new housing, right?
Certainly won't actually solve the crisis by itself.
David Garcia is a housing researcher at UC Berkeley. He predicts the duplex proposal could spur 700,000 new homes, but that's still well below the millions California needs.
It takes a lot of time to develop and construct these kinds of units.
The state of Oregon and the city of Minneapolis passed similar measures in recent years. It's still early, but the duplex revolution hasn't really materialized yet. Salim Firth is a housing researcher at George Mason University. He says there are important policy tools beyond ending single-family zoning.
Allowing manufactured homes in more locations, raising height limits.
Something to keep in mind as more cities across the country consider zoning reform. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
Shall we do the numbers? Dow and S&P futures are up by 0.1% or less. The NASDAQ future is up by 0.2%. The benchmark 10-year interest rate is down this morning, 1.3%. The energy industry news source S&P Global Platts says 95% of oil and gas production in and around the Gulf has been shut as Hurricane Ida came through. That could produce a bounce in, for instance, gasoline prices that had notched down slightly over the last week.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Computer chips in short supply, school kids' backpacks in some places, tennis balls apparently, and also subject to what I'll start calling PDSC, pandemic distortions in the supply chain, roller skates, those old school eight-wheel quad skates are back, if you can find them. From public station KQED, Raquel Maria Dillon gets us rolling from the Bay Area.
Roller skates have been really hard to come by lately.
Everywhere you go, the one that you want is sold out.
It's sold out. They don't have it in your size. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a bummer.
Mads Miller and H. Skaggs lined up in front of Quad Republic, a specialty roller skate shop near Berkeley. The store sends out an email when shipments arrive. Eager customers show up right away. This past year, Quad Republic's owner and former derby coach, Stephanie Maney, could barely keep skates in stock.
Like, during the pandemic, basically, if it was outdoors and had wheels, then people really wanted it.
Think skateboards, scooters, inline skates, they're all made with similar parts in overseas factories, mostly in Asia. Quad Republic couldn't get any new shipments.
Most of our stock was completely gone, and we were desperately trying to order new stock, but a lot of the manufacturers were closed for a short time.
Across the bay, David Miles Jr. got into selling skates just before the pandemic hit. He runs a rink called the Church of Eight Wheels, and revenue is way down, but skate sales have kept him afloat.
You know, it saved my life. These skates are selling. There's not enough ships in China to send in products.
He calls himself the godfather of skate and wears furry leg warmers and a sequin top hat to skate in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park.
Well, you know, roller skating always does great when the economy is bad. There's horrible things going on. Roller skating seems to thrive because people are looking for something fun to do.
Informal outdoor rinks have popped up in parks and parking lots. It's a scene. All the fun of a middle school skate night, but none of the preteen angst. But with supply chain issues and the resurgence of quad skates, there still aren't enough pairs to go around. In San Francisco, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon for Marketplace.
And no bad-mouthing the Chinese economy. Starting this Friday, China's internet regulator will start enforcing new rules aimed at stopping what is deemed as malicious information about the economy and matters of finance and markets. Reposting foreign news accounts can also break these rules. The stated aim is making the internet a cleaner place. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.